So 2 hours of waiting. 2 hours. No way. Absolutely cannot do it. And what's that like lurking over my shoulder behind me? You guessed it. Fucking Joe's Crab Shack. The second choice. Like, we're always second choice.
America's second choice.
Yeah.
America's second choice. And, like, I would have had to walk. Like, if we didn't want to eat Joe's Crab Shack, we would have had to walk all the way the fuck back up here to eat at, like, the Japanese hibachi place at the Myrtle Beach, Broadway on the beach. Like, no, not happening. Yeah. It's got to be Joe's Crab Shack. We would have died. We wouldn't have lived. I get in there. They're playing Matchbox 20s.
Ooh.
Not one of the good ones. Oh. Like, my favorite. Yeah, no, actually my favorite one. And I'm like, whoa, this is pretty okay. I sit down, I order a crab pot, they put a bib on
me. Oh man, does it say something like, this guy's a queef?
It's
it wasn't Dick's Last Resort, Chris.
Oh, sorry. No, resort. I got confused.
This is Joe's Crab Shack. They put one on me that says shrimping ain't easy.
Okay, so they do write on them.
It did write
but
on
it. But it didn't say this guy's a real, but this guy's
I'm
a real queef.
I didn't realize that I'm the only one at the table that ordered a dish that that necessitated in a bib.
Ooh.
And I'm also the only one at the table who is not living a life in which physical fitness is a large component.
Oh no.
To put it in a ginger way. So it's like, it literally looks like I don't know a nice way of saying this. I'm shaming myself here, but I'm the only fat one, and I have a bib and claw crackers that they brought special for me. Literally 20 minutes before, I did not need to be living this life for 20 minutes before the food arrived. They addressed it like very early on in the meal. I was drinking a huge glass of blue drink that had a shark filled with a red drink that I poured into it called a shark bite. There was a limit too on those on the menu. It now, said,
"Wait, was it a the vessel, the shark vessel full of red liquid? Was it a glass shark?"
No, sadly, fuck. It was a rubber shark that I'd done. That I did. My uncle Michael did steal it though. So that
damn Mike, you can't leave me gesture. Anything on this the worst day of Justin's life. You couldn't leave him anything.
No, he stole it for Justin. He didn't just
steal it from Joe's Crab Shack.
Oh, I see.
Just when. I think
you should change his name in case they're looking for him, Justin.
Just when I think this could not get any darker, JB has abandoned me. Just to recap, JB has abandoned me. I'm wearing a bib that says "Shrimp and Any Easy." And I'm the only one there
on it.
Another facet: there is a guy making with a balloon hat, making balloon animals table to table, and I can just see from his orbit that he's like about to collide with Planet J-Man. And I'm like, this cannot get any fucking worse. And then over the radio, Tracy Chapman's Fast Car comes on in the Joe's Crab Shack. I love this fucking song.
Yeah.
I do not want that and like Jalapeno Slammers to be in the same zip code. Yeah. It is uncalled for that I should be subjected to Tracy Chapman's beautiful dirge of pining and longing for a better life that shall never arrive than why I'm sloppily eating Cajun crab legs out of a bucket with a bib while a balloon dipshit hovers and waits for his moment to pounce. It was the worst day of my life, but the desserts were okay.